move there. She and I started up on the road. That was the first year we were married. We were both young. You know. And we started going up there. It was 5 miles up one side of that. We got to the top of that thing, and that thing was boiling. It got so hot, you wouldn't even set gears no more. I pulled up the side of the road, raised the hood up, so it cooled down a little bit. We sat there, and she heard some noise out in the woods, and she thought it might be bear or wildcat or something. So she said, "We better go." I said, "All right." So we pulled the hood down, got in the car, and went on down the road. Well, I didn't go down the road very far until the thing had cooled down. So I said, "Okay, now you watch. There should be a little weight bridge off on the left." Now, if they tore that down or painted it, I'd have been lost again.
We'll
get you
another one.
But there's a weight
bridge. So there's no lake in those days.
Oh, no. Robert wasn't in there.
So didn't Lou and Mary, because Cheryl remembers going across to their house with you. This is before Cheryl. No. Cheryl's with you.
Huh?
When did Cheryl first go to Cairstown?
She didn't do that time because
not that time.
We didn't have no children.
Right.
We just got married.
So when's Cheryl born?
I can't remember. Anyway, there's a wooden bridge. I said, "Okay, so we'll turn here." And I said, "We got to go up there a little ways. We'll go up a little grade. When we start down, I said, there'll be a driveway off to the right. Off the main road. That's where we want to go." And, "Oh, that great?" She said, "There it is." And I said, "Okay." We went back to the drive, went across the little bridge. And there was Aunt Mama in there feeding the chickens. And I turned the car off.
So what was their house like?
That was an old house. It was nice.
Logs or?
No. It was an old farmhouse.
Old farmhouse.
Two-story. And I walked up and I said, "Is this where Charlie and Lemma Cummins live?" She said, "Yes, it is." I said, "Are you Lemma Cummins?" She said, "Yes." I said, "I bet you don't know who I am." She said, "You look familiar."
Smell it.
I said, "You remember your brother, Fremont's boy, Bill?" "Oh my God," she said.
Yes.
"Hey, could come join me.
We had often wondered whether you were alive or dead or what." I said, "I'll actually do my weekend down." So, over a couple or 3 years or so there, when we went down, when we'd stay
in the house, that's my time to isolate himself from everybody else.
Because that's where, where that house is right by the dam of Lake Robertson. When they flooded that house and everything right there. And you could look across Lake Robertson, you could see where the road had come out. You know, of course, it was all covered, you couldn't go in no more either. But, they had a little hallway right in the middle with the front door, and they had this big old organ. And Dad used to talk about he and his sisters and them singing, and their oldest sister, I guess, was the one who played the organ. But maybe his mother, I don't know.
They had an organ there at the house?
Yeah, they had an organ. It was
an old pump organ?
Yeah, it was a pump organ. Yeah.
I'm still somehow
I don't know. I have no idea whatsoever.